It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Located in Pittsburgh's East End, the Garfield neighborhood sits on a bluff above the Allegheny River. Today, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, is continuing her monthly look at an area in the city with a focus on the Garfield neighborhood. Rebecca Harris, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you, Paul. And after what we heard about the tiny houses, we have to all go there right now, Paul. Right now.
Right. Okay, well, maybe we should do this segment first.
Then we'll head over to Garfield.
Yes.
What do you say?
It sounds good to me. Yeah. Now, tell us about the demographics in Garfield.
Right. So Garfield, as a crow flies, is about 3 miles from the confluence of the Allegheny, Monongahela, and Ohio rivers. It sits on a bluff high above the Allegheny River. It's bordered on the south by Bloomfield and Friendship, on the west by the Allegheny Cemetery, on the north by Stanton Heights, and on the east by East Liberty. It's fairly steep. I mean, it's a steep neighborhood, so there's about a 20% incline from Penn Avenue at the bottom to Mossfield Street at the top. It's part of District 9. It is 0.5 square miles, and the population, according to the 2010 census, is 3,675 people.
And what are some of the historical landmarks and the points of interest in Garfield? Yeah,
it was interesting because as I did the research on this, the land comprising today's modern-day Garfield was claimed by Caspar Tropp from a local Delaware tribe, and he sold it to a son-in-law, Joseph Conrad Weinbittel, in the late 18th century. And about 100 years later, Weinbittel's descendants broke the family estate into lots and sold them to the new residents of the expanding city of Pittsburgh. So the first owner of a lot in the present-day Garfield bought his plot in 1881, happened to be on the day that U.S. President James Garfield was buried. Hence, the neighborhood was named for the late president. Right.
What do you know?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was settled initially by really blue-collar Irish laborers and their families. They worked in the mills and the foundries along the Allegheny River. They were predominantly a Catholic group, and they built the St. Lawrence O'Toole Parish on Penn Avenue in 1897. In 1970, the population was approximately 10,000 people, and now, as you can see, it's about less than half of that, but a lot of great stuff is happening, as we're going to hear soon.
And what does the business scene look like in Garfield?
Yeah, the business thing, which is, I think, one of the most exciting things right now.
And I wanted to inject something that, when you talk about landmarks in Garfield, and Pittsburgh is famous for talking about things that, it's right where this thing that used to be there
right.
is not
next
there anymore.
Next to the old thing where you take a left, right.
If you say Garfield, the first thing a lot of people will think of is Babyland.
Correct. That is very correct. And Babyland, as we know, is no longer there. And what's happened in terms of the business development in that specific area is five East End community development organizations launched a crowdfunding campaign to oppose zoning variances for a new AutoZone store that was to replace this Penn and Nagley Avenue baby zone. And right now, that's what's actively happening. The neighborhood consortium really wants to keep sort of the small business, as we heard in the first segment, sort of that small business essence to the neighborhood. And that's a lot of what we're seeing in sort of the main business district area, which is businesses and restaurants and arts organizations have really embraced Garfield. And because the housing and rental costs are very affordable, people can come in and the cost of entry for businesses is relatively low and the cost to take a risk on something new, hence, is pretty low. And so you see places like the very popular now eatery Salt of the Earth, which, landed in 2011. And who would have thought? I mean, it's really an icon of the area now. And it also offers so much to the residents, culture, recreational amenities, the zoo, the tennis courts nearby, lots of restaurants popping up. And we know that there's been some construction on the four-block area from Penn Avenue through Bloomfield and Garfield for a while, but there are lots of sort of opening soon signs for small businesses, a tea bar, a dance studio, a music gallery, an event space. So I think we're seeing things really pop in that region.
And what are some of the must-do activities in Garfield?
So I think I didn't know a lot about Garfield, and I'm not from here, but There's hills for riding and parks for picnicking, and there's an urban farm in Garfield, which I had no idea there was, and you can do organic gardening and farming, and I think that's pretty interesting. There's Garfield Night Market, so that runs from spring to fall, and to really get entrepreneurs and families to spend some time. There's something called Unblurred. Now, do you know about Unblurred, Paul?
Come on.
Yeah, right. You've been there, but you don't exactly know. Is that
something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, okay. It's how the first Friday of each month, where the venues of Garfield and Friendship open for special events. And it's a huge must attend. There's artists, there's live works along the avenue. It's supposed to just be incredible, and I actually have attended, and so it brings people from all over the city, and so those are some of the community events that really are must-attends.
Less than a minute left, Rebecca. I understand, before we go, you have to share this. We heard from a listener who is a neighborhood aficionada. What did he have to say about Garfield?
Well, two things. What is the Pittsburgh water tower that is there is the highest point within Pittsburgh on the peninsula, which I had no idea. It takes 6 to 7 hours of walking to cover all the streets. And there is so much runoff of water, as he has indicated from doing the research, in that neighborhood, that if we were able to capture a lot of that runoff because of the hills, we could actually really develop some great urban opportunities to reclaim the water. And I think that's really interesting. So those are some of the things we are hearing from our listeners.
As we look at the neighborhood of Garfield, our contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. She'll look at a different neighborhood each month. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, in the wake of the suicide of an Ohio State football player, we'll explore the link between concussions and suicide. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.